obviously, my first thought is with Joseph's family, his girlfriend, and with his mum and dad. It's an absolutely tragic case. And I think, you know, the reason why we're talking today is about the fact that the driver seemed to get such a lenient sentence for actually causing the death of this young man who was just so loved by his family and missed by everybody.
The family have lost a loved one, but then having to deal with the fact that this sentence doesn't seem to, in their eyes, justify the crime.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely it. You know, I was very struck by the things that the family were saying about the fact that Adil Haroon only got a 6-year maximum sentence, and that in fact when he comes out he'll still be younger than Joseph was when Joseph was killed, and that's particularly poignant for me.
It was something that you actually got involved with, wasn't it, in terms of when you heard the sentence? You felt, obviously, with it being a member of your constituency, that you wanted to try and help in this situation.
Yeah, we did want to help. I mean, I personally felt that the sentence was far too lenient, and we did write to the Ministry of Justice and ask if they would consider reviewing the case, and the response was that it was already with the Attorney General, so they couldn't really comment, which is fair enough. But, you know, I was very hopeful that the Attorney General would agree to review the case, and I was really disappointed when we heard that the Attorney General had decreed that the judge had acted within guidelines and therefore they weren't going to review the case. And I know that was very disappointing for me and incredibly disappointing for the family.
You can kind of understand, I guess, from the family's point of view when they say that's, you know, a further kick in the teeth to them, can't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I know the family are very practical people, and I know that they've said, you know, that nothing that happens can bring Joseph back, but I do feel that it would give them more closure and a feeling that it had been dealt with properly if the sentence had been longer, because there are all the other issues. The fact that the driver was 18, he was driving without a licence, and I do feel that all these things should have been taken into consideration. I think with an 18-year-old driver, to give them a short sentence for killing someone doesn't send any warning messages to anyone, and I don't think it will make him change his behaviour.
You hear sort of cases like this, unfortunately, again and again, where these sentences have been dished out because they fall within certain guidelines which judges have to abide by.
Yeah, I mean, I do understand that judges are constrained by guidelines, and I think that's really, you know, thinking about how we would want things to change, I think judges should be given more freedom to make decisions based on the merits of the case rather than adhering to quite prescriptive guidelines. And I do think that issues like the age of the driver, I think it's really key. You know, this lad was only 18 years old. And if we can't send him a clear message and other young people a clear message that, you know, in the wrong hands, a car's a lethal weapon. And I think we do need to send that a message about the responsibility that you take on when you drive a vehicle. And certainly from what I know about the case, I don't think that this young man took any responsibility for what he was doing when he got behind the wheel of that car.
What do you think needs to be done then? Do you agree that a review is the way forward now?
I think so, yeah. I think we need to have a debate. I mean, hopefully we'll be able to get a debate in Parliament and we can talk about how the law needs to be changed to ensure that justice is done for bereaved families. I think we do need to have this review as a matter of urgency.
And are you happy to take on that role of support now for us?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really pleased that you've asked me to get involved in this campaign. You know, when you're elected as an MP, you know, you really think that you can make a change. I'm really, really pleased that you're giving this issue some media publicity, and I'm very, very happy to get involved and do what I can to help.
So what is the next step then, do you think, in terms of the political process?
Well, I think there are other MPs involved, and I would hope that we can work together on a cross-party basis on this one. This is something that shouldn't have a political angle to it, and I'm happy to work with other MPs who are interested in changing the law and getting justice for people.